Your dog to do a handstand looks really difficult, but it's actually a lot easier than it seems. This exercise strengthens the support muscles of the front legs, such as the triceps and shoulder muscles. It's important to work on these muscles because the dog bears 60% or more of its body weight on the front legs, so they do a lot of work just in the process of hanging out. Add to that the extra weight of a pregnant bitch, the extra weight of a male dog during breeding, or the weight of a dog plus the effects of gravity when a dog is cantering, galloping, or landing from a jump, and you have a very important set of muscles indeed. In addition to working the front leg support muscles, this exercise also works the core muscles and definitely helps your dog with balance, so you can see why it's on our list of important exercises. The two keys to this exercise are 1. A hungry dog, and 2. Positioning the food in just the right place. So let's take this exercise step by step. Start by making a ramp that's a little longer than your dog's body and about 3 times as wide, so your dog can safely sway from side to side and not fall off the ramp as it learns the exercise. Any old piece of plywood will do, and it's helpful to make the surface of the ramp a bit grippy. You can do that by tacking some carpet on the ramp, or even by just wrapping it with a non-slip covering such as a yoga mat, or some of that rubbery woven material that you put under carpets to stop them from slipping over your hardwood floors. That's what we've done here. Now place the ramp against a wall so the back end of it is slightly elevated against the wall, about the same height as your dog's hocks. I just put some books under the ramp to stabilize it. What else are you going to do with your old books now that we have ebooks and audiobooks? Using food held low at about your dog's chest level, encourage your dog to back up the ramp. This should be easy since you've already trained your dog to back up. The key is to start with a hungry dog and a handful of excellent treats. Hobby recommends bacon and cheese. Now, gradually increase the height of the back of the ramp, the part that's against the wall. I usually raise it next to approximately the dog's elbow height and finally end up with the ramp just leaning against the wall, almost vertical. Only when the ramp is quite vertical do I start to use a cue word such as bottoms up. As the ramp gets steeper, the difficulty of the exercise gets exponentially harder, so give your dog lots of time to practice this. Some dogs feel a little bit afraid because, after all, most dogs don't spend much time upside down, so give your dog lots of encouragement as you work through raising the ramp. With these dogs, it helps to try just once or twice and then leave it for a while, coming back later to work on it again. Keep the whole process as low stress as possible. After a while, when your dog sees the ramp, they just go and assume the position, even sometimes getting onto the ramp from the side. At that point, you can generally just use your cue word and they'll do a handstand against any old wall that you point at. Once your dog will do the handstand on cue, you can increase the difficulty by having your dog stand with its front feet on a soft and or uneven surface such as a cushion. Next, have your dog step sideways with the front feet as the back feet stay up against the wall moving sideways too. For those overachiever dogs, you can place a ladder against the wall and have your dog step over the rungs with its front feet while stepping sideways. That's usually quite a challenge. After all, you want to provide your dog with a wide variety of exercises, partly to prevent boredom, both yours and your dog's, but mainly because with each different exercise, we're strengthening slightly different groups of muscles and to different extents. So performing a variety of exercises and doing those exercises in a variety of different ways that challenge the muscles is important for creating a totally fit dog.